You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City Radio and Television Station, and are welcome to our Inis News. Yesterday morning, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính and a governmental mission group paid a visit and offered their wishes to residents of the resettlement area 16B in Tân Phú Ward, Kerang Urban District, Kansas City. The resettlement area 16B is arranged for households hit by the Kantor Hậu Giang sub-project of the North-South Expressway Investment Construction Project 2021-2025 phase. It covers around 10.8 hectares, consists of 521 floors, and has a total investment cost of 239 billion Vietnam đồng. Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính offered regard to residents of the resettlement zone, asserting that the government and locality paid regular attention to cleaning problems encountered by the residents, with attention paid to building a clean, clean, nice, and fully equipped zone. Also on the same morning, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính and the mission group paid a visit and offered their wishes to Cap No. 12 under Trường Sơn General Company and construction forces of the North-South Expressway Kantor Hậu Giang Section. Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính appreciated the efforts exerted by Cap No. 12 in working without debt holidays. In the meantime, he demanded to ensure the quality of construction progress, environmental landscape, and application of science technology to avoid the unreasonable increase in cost. On the afternoon of the same day, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính and the mission group had a working session with leaders of Mekong Delta regional localities to get to understand problems faced in conducting national key projects, specifically the North-South Expressway. Reporting to the Prime Minister, the Directorate of Mỹ Thuận Project Management Board revealed that Kantor Kamau Expressway is divided into two component projects. Regarding the construction progress of the project, six segments of the Kantor Hậu Giang sub-project are under construction and four segments of Hậu Giang Cà Mau under construction now, striving to complete 35% of work by late 2023, as revealed by construction units. The Prime Minister acknowledged and praised endeavors exerted by the localities while suggesting the Transport Ministry to continue urging and expanding the construction progress of the project. This morning, the Party Committee of the People Authority Party of his block of Kantor City organized a gathering in celebration of the 93rd founding anniversary of Vietnam Communist Party, February 3, 1930, February 3, 2023. Delegates recalled the glorious revolutionary historical leg of our nation under the leadership of Vietnam Communist Party and beloved Uncle Ho, contributing to bringing the country forward to be more and more prosperous and richer. On this occasion, the Party Committee of the Bloc presented the 30 and 40-year party membership badges to five party members. Kantor sets the urbanization goal this year at 74%. To achieve this goal, Kantor City People's Committee has assigned specific tasks for each of related units. As assigned by Kantor City People's Committee, the construction department is in charge of generalizing figures on the urbanization rate in the city. The industry trade department in charge of giving advice to the City People's Committee to generate more urban jobs, and the planning and investment department in charge of giving advice to attract investments and projects on urbanization tasks. Kantor City People's Committee has just sent in papers its suggestion of putting the rice paper making graph of Thuận Hưng Village in Thuận Hưng Ward, Thốt Nốt Urban District into the list of National Intangible Cultural Heritages to the Minister of Culture, Sports and Tourism. Thuận Hưng Rice Paper Craft Village has existed for more than 200 years and has been preserved through generations of locals. On the occasion of this year's traditional Tet holidays, the Mekong Delta region welcomed an estimated 2.2 million arrivals and got a revenue of more than 1,600 million Vietnam đồng. Kantor City is the second locality in the region when receiving roughly 370,000 arrivals, a rise of 128% against the same period last year, getting a revenue of 340 million Vietnam đồng. and Yang topped the region with 500,000 arrivals and 400 billion Vietnam dong in revenue. Kiên Giang ranked third with 340,000 arrivals and 375 billion Vietnam dong in revenue. And that's for now. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.